Deirdre Sartorelli is the director for the Engel Center for Entrepreneurship, which is a mouthful for me, at Endicott College. But Deirdre, thank you so much for letting me come by today.
I'm happy to be here. It's a mouthful for me, too.
Before we get into today's activities, please explain to me what the Engel Center for Entrepreneurship is.
Absolutely. So we see the Engel Center here on the North Shore actually to be a connector of all things entrepreneurial on the North Shore. So our job, I liken it to a bullseye. So at the center of the bullseye, we have students. And we want to bring resources into the students. We want to connect them with people who are successful on the outside. And then if you draw the next circle around, that would be our alumni. So many of our alumni are successful. They're own small business owners, and we'd like to be able to bring some resources to them. And then another circle beyond that is in the greater North Shore. So a great example of that today is our Expo for Entrepreneurs, which we call E-Cubed. And our intention with that is to bring area startups, students, and companies that provide services to startups together to network, to communicate, and hopefully some of them walk away with business deals.
We're talking Venn diagrams. I love it, so that's cool. It sounds like a terrific way for students, if not to get jobs right out of college, but at least to have a better idea of how to go about doing things. It sounds like a terrific way to get placement or at least a guidance toward a career.
That's exactly right. So here in the center, our student accelerator is called Fuel because we believe we give students the fuel to launch their businesses. So a student comes in, oftentimes with only an idea in his or her head, and it's our job to somehow get that idea out on paper, on the whiteboard, prototype, design, talk with potential customers, and then ultimately to launch. And we have several examples of successful student businesses where not only have they done that, but they actually have monetized their idea.
Oh, wow. Is this in addition to the business school? In other words, do kids take courses on this, or is this something that is extracurricular?
So the Student Accelerator is extracurricular, and although our Center for Entrepreneurship sits in the Business and Life Science building, we're really working hard to drive entrepreneurship into all the majors. So, for example, today we had a class with some filmmaking students, because ultimately, if they want to become documentary makers, they've got to find places to sell that product. Mm-hmm. So, and even for our hospitality majors as well, too, a lot of them have designs on maybe having their own bed and breakfast. That's entrepreneurship. So we're housed in the Business and Life Science building, but we really want to appeal to art students, hospitality, and we're going to figure out a way to get the nursing students in here too.
Okay, so does this, which direction does this go? Does it go students to you, and then you go out and look for the kinds of businesses and people to bring in here, or people come to you from the outside and say, okay, we're looking for these kids?
So it's both. So Endicott's always been built on the foundation of a strong internship program. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is have that same kind of immersive educational experience here in the center. So students will come, as I said before, with a business idea. But oftentimes, too, we've got people that, and on the North Shore, I would say we don't know the gems that we have here on the North Shore in terms of people who have done really, really big things but are a little bit under the radar. And sometimes those people come and say, hey, you know what? I've just kind of stepped back a little bit from working 70, 80 hours a week. I still want to stay involved. How do I get involved with students? And so they come in, they coach our students, they mentor our students. And, sometimes, they tell them the real truth of, as a student's launching a business, students need to hear the truth.
I hate to put you on the spot, but can you give me an example maybe of a success story or maybe a story that went the other way? In other words, a student thought that, okay, this is a great idea, I can do this, and a business comes in and said, no, you should do it another way. Are there examples like that?
There are. So we say for our students who are studying entrepreneurship, you're going to fail. And so what you want to do is you want to fail early in the process, because early is less expensive than later. So an example of a student who was working on a great idea, it was a travel app idea. Think of it as like a virtual scrapbook. We all post on Instagram, we post on Facebook, on Twitter, but our pictures are everywhere when we take that trip to Italy or France. And his idea was, let me create this virtual scrapbook so grandma can go to one place and look and see all the places where I've gone. What he realized was that takes a lot of coding, right? So these apps are not trivial to create. And he knew his experience wasn't in coding. So that mm-hmm. became a very expensive project. Mm-hmm. And that's a learning process. And he's CEO of Fuel. So what a great opportunity for him to counsel students to come in, because he mm-hmm. knows this is what you need to be aware of. On the flip side of that is Billy Pepe, who has operated heavy equipment most of his adult life. Of course, he's 21, so that's been a short adult life. And he found a need to train people. In Massachusetts, you have to be certified to operate heavy equipment. You have to get a hoisting license. He went through the training himself, fell short of what it could be, launched his own training company, and Billy right now could be busy 24/7 if he wanted to, but he also works on a farm and he's a full-time student.
So. Wow. Okay, and I have a thing that I think we should have. Coding. Coding should be mandatory in school from K to 12. Finally for me, Deidre, how did you end up here? Maybe a little bit of a background to how you got here.
Well, not a straight path, and that's what we say to students. Life is not a linear thing. My career was in technology, so I worked for Cisco Systems and Verizon and had left there, had a consulting company, was teaching here part-time, having a ball, and they wanted to re-rationalize the Center for Entrepreneurship, and that was supposed to last from February through May of a couple of years ago, and here it is 2 years later, and I'm still here having a ball.
Excellent. What can you tell us about your guest speaker today?
So Nora Poggi is really kind of a phenomenal young woman. She knew that she wanted to work in high technology but didn't have that background. Born and raised in France, had studied political science, somehow found her way to Silicon Valley. And in that experience, she saw and I hate to use the term female entrepreneurs because we don't ever say male entrepreneurs, but in this particular case, followed five female entrepreneurs over 2 years and saw the highs and the lows. How is it that you come back from failure? How do you get your access to venture capital? And decided that that story needed to be captured in a documentary. And so it's really created this movement. We were really pleased when she came and said, we've seen some interesting things happen at Endicott Center. We'd like to be a part of it. And would you consider being a showing our film? And so we've got the regional premiere for her film.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Having a ball here, encourage anyone that wants to learn more about our program. I can be reached at dsartre@endicott.edu.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.